Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. We are now on the final podcast of our study of Masechet Gittin, Daf Pei Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of our analysis of the penultimate Mishnah. We said that if the word goes out that a woman is Mekudeshet, Megureshet, we accept it as long as there's no Amatla. And Amatla, we said, was a reasonable explanation of why that rumor was there, and nonetheless, the results not being the same. Amar Rav Rav Huna, and this we saw in the previous podcast, Amatla Sheamru, Afilu Mikana, the explanation can be provided even 10 days later. Rav Zvina Amar, Makam Amatla, Choshim Amatla. Wherever there's a circumstance of Amatla, we are concerned that that might be the case. Now, Ezra Papa Zvid, Rajlo Tesh Amatla, so Rav Zvid was challenged. The Mishnah says, as long as there is no Amatla, provided. Amarle Makam Amatla Kamar. The Mishnah meant, as long as there's no circumstance that lends to an Amatla. Rav Kahana Rav Papa, Vyadlo Tispra, don't you agree? Vhatna Nitkach, Vachakach Ba'ala. This is a woman whose husband went away and the rumor was he was dead and she got Mitkadeshet. And then he came. Mutarat Lachzor, she's allowed to go back to him. So La Mishum Damin Al Tanai Kaddish isn't it because we provide the Amatla. She didn't make any argument. We say that we assume that she married Al Tanai, that her husband was dead. And therefore, the husband being alive destroys those kiddushin, and she can go back to her husband. No, shanihatam dati baal v'kamara. There, we're not making it up. The husband's arrival already shakes our certainty in what happened. So yachani say, now, if that's the case, then even if she married, and we know that if she marries, she has to leave the new husband and her old husband, etc. So why shouldn't that be the case, that we should assume the amatla? Niseita avda isura, here she actually violated an isur by having relations with this new husband. Kansura abanan, so the rabbis fined her for not doing better investigation as to what happened to her original husband. Nitkanchur lo avda isura, but if she only did kiddushin and there was no isur involved, there's no bia here, lo kansura abanan. Okay, Amravashi, kol kolad lo itchazik v'edina lav kolahu. We're gonna pretty much wipe out kol here. He says any kol that is not substantiated in a beit din is not a kol. Any call that comes after she's already married, about that marriage, or about her status beforehand, we pay no attention. But if it's only after Erusin, we do assume. But Rav Chaviva Amar, even a call after Erusin, we don't pay attention to. And that's the halacha. So they asked the question of Shmuel, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu. Rabbi evidently passed away. They asked Shmuel, what is the psak? There's a rumor out that she accepted kiddushin from one guy, and then another guy came and gave her kiddushin, which we saw with proper witnesses, proper kiddushin. Mahu, what's the deal? Shalach lohu teitze. She has to leave the second guy based on the rumor about the first guy. V'hamidu adavar al boravo diuni. Check it out and let me know. Now, what does that mean, Mai? If you think Shmuel meant, check it out, and if it turns out that the original Kiddushin really were nothing, then we ignore it. That's a town where they take the rumors seriously, and they never quash them. So, it's the opposite. If it turns out that the first guy's kiddushin were really valid kiddushin, we have witnesses, lo tzvicha get misheni. She doesn't need to get from the second guy because the kiddushin were never chal. Upliga the Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna, eshet ish shepashta yadav akivla kiddushin meacher. This entire position is at odds with Rav Huna, who was a Talmud of Rav. I remember that. Because he said if a married woman accepts kiddushin from another man, mikudeshet, we assume kiddushin there. If a woman says to her husband, you've divorced me, I meant it. Why? Chazaka that a woman cannot lie to her husband and say you divorced me if it's not true. Therefore, if a married woman accepts kiddushin from another, it means we have to assume that she got divorced. So therefore, in Shmuel's request to have them look into the matter, and the way we explained it was to see if the original kiddushin are valid, she won't need to get from the second guy. Was it odds with Rav Huna would say she would need to get from the second guy because you'd also have to assume that she got gerushin from the first guy. Okay. V'idach, what's the opposing position to Rav Huna? Ki idmar d'Rav Hamnuna b'fanah. That chazaka is only to look at the husband straight in the face and tell him you divorced me when it's not true. Shalom b'fanav me'izo me'izo. But if he's not present, then me'izo. We also saw it in earlier on the Masechet that if, let's say she has something supporting her, like a get or something, then she would be me'iz. Alright. Lo matzu devar al barav mahu. What happens if they can't clarify what the status of the original Kiddushin are? Then what? Am ravuna megarish rishon venose sheni. We still have the first guy give her gerushin because it might have been good, and then she can marry the second guy. Av megarish sheni venose rishon lo. We will not allow the second guy to give her a get and for her to go back to the first one. My time I tell them machzuk rishato min erusin, because then it looks like the first guy was married to her, divorced her, she went and had erusin with the other guy, and he divorced her, and then she comes back, and machzuk rishato min erusin is also. He said, that's not a problem. Let the second guy divorce her and she can marry the first guy about whom the rumor was. Because people will say, yeah, the Rabbanan investigated the Kiddushin. And they found that the Kiddushin were a mistaken Kiddushin. This is what we had at the top of this Amud. What if there's rumors about two guys she had Kiddushin from this guy or from that guy? Neither one of them did we have proper testimony about. Rapa Avzumagash Rishon Nosa Sheni, Rapapa says same thing, she must have Gerushin from the first guy, the second guy she may marry or get a get. Amiramri Mutar Lishtema, Amemer took that same position of saying she can marry either, Vilchata Mutar Lishtema, and that is the halacha in both cases that she can marry either. Okay, the last Mishnah in the Masachet, very famous Mishnah, but Shemayomrim lo yigarish adam et ishto alim ken matzah ba dvar erva, the only reason a man can divorce his wife is if he finds really a davar erva, meaning adultery. Shinamarki matzah be'erva davar, that's what the pasuk says. Even if she cooked, burned his food. In other words, even if some incompatibility can divorce her. Why? Shinamarki matzah be'erva davar. And we'll see in the Gemara what this is about. Even if she did nothing wrong, but he found a woman he likes more, shenamar, or prettier than her, v'yayim lotim sachen benav. Because what's the preface to the gerushin? It's if she does not find favor in his eyes, and then he writes a get. So the question is the clause, v'yayim lotim sachen benav, connected to kimatzah b'arvat davar, as that's the explanation, and the only valid explanation for finding her not fit in his eyes because he found something wrong with her? Or are they separate statements? And that's what we'll see. All right, Tanya. Amru Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. So Beit Hillel said back to Beit Shammai about limiting Gittin to only case of adultery. So if the Torah meant that the only reason cause for adultery is really erva, it should have said kimatzah ba'erva. Why did it say davar? So Beit Shammai lo kvar nemar ervat. But according to you, Beit Hillel, why does it say erva? So Beit Hillel answered as follows: if it only said erva and not davar, which is your claim, I would think that she could only get divorced for adultery. That's my argument. That's why it says davar. And if it's what you're arguing back to me, then why does it say erva? Because remember, the next pasuk has her marrying another guy. If it only said that because he found something unappealing about her, he divorced her, maybe that's the only case where she can marry another guy. However, but if he divorced her because of erva, maybe she can't marry anybody else. Maybe she's done. That's why it says ervat davar, to put them all into one piece and say you could divorce her even if you find something else that's not fit or not appropriate, like davar. But ervat davar, even if it's an ervat, still the rest of the pasuk can continue with her marrying another. What do they do with the word davar? We have this famous apishne edim apishlosha edim yakum davar. Davar davar mamon. Mal mishne edim of kam mishne edim. That's how we know we need two edim for any davar shabbat erva. Beit Hillel have to accept that drasha. Miktiv erva bidavar. Right? Doesn't have it. There's two separate words. Right? So the two words together, therefore, give me both. Both the davar, meaning you can divorce for even a davar, plus davar davar mimomun. But Shammai miktiv o erva o davar. But Shammai says, but ervat davar are not separate statements. Beit Hillel says, "Lahachi k'tiv ervat davar to mashmahachi mashmahachi." So that, therefore, it's written in a deliberately equivocal way that gives the impression that the matter itself is ervat davar and therefore is parallel to davar with two edim. On the other hand, it is also written in such a way that just a davar is enough to divorce for. What's the machloka between Rabbi Kiva on one hand and Beit Hillel Beit Shammai on the other? Bit of Resh Lakish. It's all based on interpreting Resh Lakish. Am Resh Lakish, ki meshamesh b'dal l'shonot. The word ki in Tanakh means one of four things. E, if, right? Ki tavola, ki tashev re'acha, if you have a loan. Dilma, right? Perhaps. Ella, rather. And Daha, because. Beit Shammai Savri, so Beit Shammai learns the pasuk as being ki matzah be'ervat tavar, meaning, because he found matzah be'ervat tavar. Rabbi Kiva savar ki matzah be'ervat tavar, meaning inam matzah be'ervat tavar, meaning that hayayim lo timsachen be'inav, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, or there's an ervat tavar. Good. I'm going to pop on the Rava. So lo matzah ba lo ervav lo davar mahu. What if he finds nothing wrong? He just wants to divorce her. So I'm relaying to Galu Rachmana Gabe Ones in the case of Ones, in the case of Motzi Shemra. Lo yuchal shachal koyamav, he may never divorce her. Koyamav b'mod v'hachzerkai. That means if he does divorce her, the rest of his life, there's always a mitzvah to take her back. Hatamu to Galu Rachmana. It's only in that case. Aval hacha mayad avaravad. So that means that any case where the Torah does not tell you, you can never divorce her, you may divorce her, even if you just don't want to live with her anymore. Alright, I'm relaying to Rosh Shai Rava. Now we're going to get into the value statements about Gerushin. If he wants to divorce her, but she's still married to him, he doesn't tell her, Mahu. So, Kari Ale al Tacharosh al Re'acha Ra'avu Yosheva Batachitach. Don't be plotting evil against your friend, and he's sitting securely with you. She has total trust in you, she's living in your house. In the meantime, you're plotting to divorce her. Tanya, Hayar Meir Omer, Keshem Shad De'ot B'Machal, just like people have different tastes in food, Kach De'ot B'Nashim, same thing with women, Echadam Shizvuv Nofel Atoch Kosova Zarkova Enoshotehu. Sometimes a person will be, is so fastidious and so delicate that if a fly falls into his cup, he throws out the cup and he won't ever drink from it. Papus Ben Yehuda. That's a very fastidious way. Shayan Noel Bifnei Ishto V'Yosei. Same thing. He would lock his wife up and leave. Wouldn't let her see any other man. Shchadam Shvu Nofel Toch Koso. Sometimes a fly will fall into this man's cup. V'Zorkov Shotei. He throws the fly out and he drinks. Zuimidat Kodam. That's a normal thing. Shibidabereti Machea Kovel Menicha. He lets her have social relations with her brothers and with her relatives and kind of a normal social life, and he doesn't bother her. There's some people who, if a fly falls into the food, they'll eat the fly with the food. Zuimidat Adamra. This is a bad thing. Shuret Ishto Yotzav Rosha Paro. He sees his wife go out in the shuk with her hair uncovered. Tovava shuk, and she's spinning in the wool in the shuk, and her arms are uncovered. Ufruma Mishnei Tzadeha. Her clothes are slit on both sides. Rochetzet Im Bnei Adam, and she's bathing with men. Now, Im Bnei Adam Sakadaitach. That's a little too far. Alav Makash Bnei Adam Rochetzin, meaning she's bathing in a place where other people are bathing. In other words, she has no sense of modesty whatsoever based on the norms. Zum mitzvah na Torah legarsha. This is somebody you should divorce. Shneimarik matzah ba'er vatavar v'shulcham beitov achav v'tal ishacher. How do I know you should divorce her? Hakatuv kra'o acher. The text refers to the second guy who marries her as an acher, like some other guy. V'ashein ze ben zugo l'rishon. He's not the same as this guy. Zeh otzir sha'ami beito. This guy got rid of an evil woman from his house. V'zeh echnis v'shal atoch beito. He took an evil woman in. Now, Zachasheni, if the second guy is smart and is zocha, then shilcha, he'll divorce her. Shneimar, usnei shacharon, shilcham beito, chatav lasev kutud, etc. Vim lav kovarto. If not, she'll bury him. Shneimar, okay, muta ushacharon. It's what the in this homily, what we're reading is that if a man divorces his wife because she really has inappropriate behavior, then, and another guy takes her in afterwards, marries her, then that second guy, if he's smart and catches on, he'll divorce her too. And if not, he's going to end up dying. And they're not going to have a happy life together in any case. Now, Kisane Shalach, this is the Pasuk in Malachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Saneta Shalach. If you don't like her, get rid of her. Send her away. Don't hold on to her while you don't like her. Yochanan Omer Sanuyam Shalach. He turns it around. He says, a man who divorces his wife is hated by God. V'lo pligi, habazug rishon, habazug sheni. The one is talking about your first wife. The other is talking about a second wife. The first wife, there's like this very strong bond with, and it seems to be from childhood, etc. And we see that the Amar Rav Elazar kum garshi ishto rishona, anyone who divorces his wife that he married, his first wife, even the altar cries for him. Shenamar v'zot shenita suka sotimat mizbach Adonai b'chiv anaka. This is what Malachi says, cover up the altar with tears, etc. And the people say, why? You have rebelled against your wife from your young years, that she is your friend, and she is the wife of your covenant, and you rebelled against her. And they're reading this rebellion now as being a rebellion of divorce, of divorcing her. So at the very end of this entire Masechet of Gittin, which we went through the ins and outs of Gittin in a very formal and technical sense, Chazal have their say about what we feel about this. On the one hand, there are situations where it's very important to get a divorce. The woman's not behaving appropriately. The husband doesn't like her. It's not appropriate for him to stay with her. On the other hand, there's some sort of an existential tragedy to the entire thing, that even the Mizbeach weeps. In any case, Yishar Koach to all the Lomdim. We've done a successful job, Mirtz Hashem, of studying and understanding the Masechet Gittin. Hadron Alacham Garech, Vaslika La Masechet Gittin. Everyone deserves a very big Yishar Koach. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin Masechet Kiddushin, the final Masechet of Seder Nashim. Everyone should have a wonderful day.